Unit 4. Feed the World. Lesson 13. 1. Dialogue. Wang Bing and Carl are having lunch in a cafe in Los Angeles.
Hi, Carl. Have you ordered yet?
No, I'm just looking at the menu. Are you hungry?
Yes, I sure am. I got up late and went without breakfast. Right now, I could eat an ox.
Okay, I'll get the waiter.
A few moments later. Just let me wipe your table, and then I'll take your order, okay?
I'll have a ham salad, please.
And I'll have a hot dog with a potato salad.
Anything to follow?
Banana ice cream with hot chocolate sauce for me, please.
I'll have apple pie with ice cream and jam sauce.
Okay.
So, how are you, Wang Bing? Are you excited about your new job?
Yes. I'll start work at the Farm Institute next month. I'm looking forward to that. My only regret is that it's quite a long way from all my friends.
All the same, I expect you'll enjoy coming into town now and again.
Yes. I'd like to invite you to dinner at my flat before I move.
That would be nice. Let's fix a date.
Lesson 14. 2. Reading Comprehension. Feed the World. 1.
Agriculture first started about 10,000 years ago, when people began to grow crops in the river valleys of the Nile in Egypt, in the Middle East, and in India. Today, farming employs more people than any other type of work. It is thought that 1 billion people, that is half the world's workers, earn their living by farming. The problem is how to feed a growing world population of over 6 billion. For one thing, 2/3 of the Earth's surface is water. Although this does provide a lot of food in the form of fish. Only about 11% of the Earth's land surface is suitable for growing crops. And this area is becoming smaller day by day. In China, there is only 7% of the land used for growing crops, which feed 22% of the world population. That is why the Chinese people are making great efforts to protect their farmland and increase agricultural production. Farmland is being lost for several reasons. First, it is being built on. Second, when wind and rain have removed a lot of the soil, no more crops can be grown on this land. Third, a lot of irrigated land has become too salty to grow plants. Also, it is well known that pests continue to eat crops, causing damage. The FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, has worked out that up to 30% of food is lost in storage. Food stores are frequently ruined by rain or damp, or eaten by mice. In a word, hunger is a big problem in the world today. No one is sure how many people are hungry, but it is thought that 500 million people in the world do not have enough to eat. That is about 1 in 10. Every year, about 40 million people starve to death. Various things can be done to increase the food supply in the world. The area of farmland can be increased by irrigation. Take the Aswan Dam in Egypt, for example, where desert land can now be used for growing crops. The same has happened in the west of the USA, particularly for the growing of fruit. Farmers can increase their corn crops 3 times, watering their fields. In Europe, Holland continues to increase its area of farmland by pumping water from low-lying areas. Scientists continue to develop new types of plants which produce heavier crops. They are also developing new types of plants that can be grown in poor soil or even sand, and that are less likely to be attacked by pests and diseases.
Lesson 15. 1. Reading Comprehension. Feed the World. 2.
What can be done in order to make sure that no one in the world goes hungry? Generally speaking, the human race has the information and experience to do this. However, humans have so far not been wise enough to make correct decisions. In the European Union, EU, where 81% of the land is farmed, there is plenty of food, in fact, often too much. Farmers have the right to sell their crops to the EU. For example, if the apple harvest is very good, and there are so many apples on the market that farmers cannot sell them, the EU will buy apples from the farmers and throw them away. And the fact that farmers are also paid by the EU for not growing crops surprises many people. If they leave some of their fields free and do not plant anything, they will still receive money from the EU. There is a similar system in the USA. It has been proved that the way to produce the most food is to let farmers grow crops, either to feed their family or to sell, whichever they choose. However, although this happens in China, it does not happen in some other countries, like India. There, most of the land is owned by rich people who pay peasants very little money to work in the fields for them. If the peasants could farm the land themselves, food production would be much higher. What is needed is a change in land ownership. It has been suggested that the land should be shared equally among the peasants. The problem is that most politicians in India are landowners. They would not vote to lose their land and wealth, even if it resulted in a fairer society. Many less developed countries are in debt because they borrowed money from richer countries in order to develop industry. Unfortunately, they find it difficult to repay this money. As a result, farmers are forced to plant cash crops like coffee, tea, cocoa, nuts, nuts and tobacco that are sold abroad in order to pay off the country's debts. The problem is that much of the land is used for crops that will never feed the population. If fewer cash crops were grown, more food could be produced, and there would be less or no starvation. Many Western countries raise and butcher a large number of beef cattle. The problem with beef cattle is that 10 kilograms of grain is needed to produce just 1 kilogram of meat. In the USA, for example, 75% of the grain is used to feed animals. This grain could be used to feed humans rather than animals. However, in hilly, dry, or mountainous areas where it is impossible to grow crops, it makes very good sense to keep sheep or goats. These provide milk, meat, and wool. Yet this does not take land away from food production.